Welcome to the Hatch Podcast for Hive. Back here again. Waiting to get through those golden gates. I'm so close, I can almost feel the cool breeze of the refrigerators in my face. Which reminds me. Seems like only yesterday I was queuing outside this same Tesco with the same tired faces. Some all masked and gloved, others with impatience radiating out so hard from their body, you'd think they might spontaneously combust. And the sea of tuts and sighs that echoes around this busy car park like a storm brewing as we edge closer to the doors of heaven. One at a 2 meter time. Grab a trolley, wipe it down, wait for a sign from God himself and enter. That's the drill, the formula for our pre-shopping success. And as we enter, there'll be that creeping pressure, a target on our back to be in and out in less than 20 with bags full of the weekly shop, only to be eaten in 4 days. Necessities, luxuries, Kleenex, semi-skimmed milk, crunchy nut cornflakes, chocolate and lamb chops, you name it. It'll all be waiting there on the aisles to be picked and pocketed by us bored of the same four-wall shoppers, desperate for a bit of retail therapy. And this is as good as pick up and buy gets right now. Clicking online just isn't the same. And our heroes in blue? A motley crew of barely awake, overworked workers. Bless them. Oh look, there's Mr. Pepper from number 4, strolling casually all the time in the world, out the sliding doors, cradling arms full of rice, pasta and beans. Has he never heard of bags? Or is 5p just too much? He's clearly stocking up for the apocalypse. Or does he have a gaggle of illicit children with different women we don't know about? Oh, he's seen me. There's a brief nod. Polite wave back. Oh, looks like he's lost the keys to his shiny pride and joy. Hope you haven't left them in the dry goods aisle, Dave. I want to yell out, but something tells me this crowd isn't in the mood for laughs. Don't worry, nobody will steal your penny, Pastor, if you put it down for a second. Jeez. Oh, good. He's found him. Yep, and he's off in his gleaming Toyota Yaris. I mean, how many times can you wash a car that doesn't need it? Because it's not exactly going places, is it? And it's back to the same four walls until the next escape. Ah, closer. We're edging closer. Good, because more infected zombies are coming all the time, and this queue is in danger of stretching further than the Great Wall of China at this rate. Ah, nearly there. Right, check I've not forgotten my list. Once, twice, three times. Still in the same back pocket. And my purse? Yep. Card's still there too. Oh, look who it is. Mrs. Dawson from the post office. She must have a day off today. She's walking past. Hello, love, you all right? Yes, thank you, are you? Yeah. Not working today? No, love, not today. Mrs. Dawson's flying solo. Bet Roy's back cutting the grass in time for the heatwave set for this weekend. I'm sure she really values her alone time, especially since the post office has cut her hours, or so Lisa at number 7 told me anyway. Oh, another out. This time an unknown, holding a 24-pack of Budweiser and wearing a sheepish grin. Smart move. It's going to be a long weekend with the kids. You're going to need it. You can feel everyone's judgmental eyes are on him as he quickens pace to his blue Ford Fiesta and his squeaky flip-flops. I must try not to think about the ice-cold, refreshing hiss of a cracked open beer or soon I'll start salivating into a puddle right here, much to the dismay of the rest of the queue. What's that? A wild baby wailing through the way out door, or Satan himself? Clearly they don't want to go back home either. Oh, the joys, a tidal wave scream flowing out and down our centipeding queue, all of us graciously pretending we're not bothered at all. And look, her mother's eyes glued to a smartphone. Typical. I can feel the queue doing a Mexican wave of eye rolls and folded arms behind me. Oh, great. I am moving and the screaming babe has passed. Finally, yes. The door is within reach. I'm almost in. Next! That's me. I'm next. They must have heard my silent plea. I grab my trolley, wipe it down, and enter the pearly gates where food heaven awaits. Let the games begin.
Sorry, I didn't recognize that last item. Please try to reschedule.